After all the hoopla over the fate of the so-called balloon boy last week, police now say the whole thing was a hoax, and they plan to seek charges. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Breathless news anchors followed the progress of the homemade silver balloon shaped like a flying saucer. CNN cut away from President Obama's speech.
Some pretty unbelievable pictures coming to us live.
Richard and Mayumi Heaney said their six-year-old son Falcon was aboard. But when the balloon landed, the family claimed that he had been hiding in the attic the whole time. Then Falcon told his father during a CNN interview.
We did this for a show.
As a suspicious public furrowed its brow, Saturday Night Live spoofed the incident using a talking balloon to tell comedian Seth Meyers.
It was a hoax.
Yeah, we know.
Yesterday, Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderton agreed.
On the bizarre meter, this rate's a 10. Yeah.
But police aren't amused by the money and manpower spent on the case. Alderton says the Heaneys are actors who fully involved their children in what police called a publicity stunt aimed at getting the family a reality TV show.
They put on a very good show for us, and we bought it.
Alderton says police are recommending felony charges be filed in this case, including contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He adds that there's no evidence of remorse. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The Heaneys are now represented by Denver attorney David Lane. He notes that they are willing to turn themselves in should any charges be filed.